And grace, mercy, and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this week's gospel lesson is from the end of Matthew chapter 9 and the first few verses of Matthew chapter 10. If you remember, last week we were in Matthew chapter 9 for that great passage about the call of Matthew. And does everyone remember what was Matthew's profession? Tax collector. It's said in the Bible over and over, Matthew the tax collector. And you guys know that means despised, rich, but hated, not welcome in people's homes, not welcome in the synagogue, and most people thought not welcome to the people of God, and everybody thought that but Jesus, right? Everybody thought not him, and Jesus said, yes, him. So last week, it's a wonderful message that God reaches all sorts of people that others might think are not savable, and God says, yes, I'm going to call this man to faith, I'm going to save him. By the way, that's the basis of our worthiness. And last week it was the call of Matthew to faith. This week it's the call of Matthew to be an apostle. One of the 12. Matthew the tax collector. People weren't sure if he could be saved. Now he's in Jesus' inner circle, sent out on mission. Now, I hope everybody noticed, I tried to pause as I read it, but the text does this. There's 12 apostles, and it does them all in pairs of names. Right? This guy plus that guy, that guy plus that guy, this guy plus that guy. And there's 12 of them, six pairs. Why does the Bible pair them? That's how Jesus tends to send out missionaries. Later on, he sends out 72, and the text there is really explicit. He says, he sent them out, the 72 of them, two by two. Why by two? For support. Right? A lot of times it's tough to do stuff if you're like, I'm doing this by myself. If the weight of everything is on me, if I have to stand to face the storm by myself, it's nice to have someone with you. And so he said, I want you to go two by two. I want you to have the love and support of another person. I think that's not just a faith thing. I think it's a life thing. Now, the other thing I notice is that it says all these men's names. Sometimes it says they have a name, and some of them are called by another name. Simon, who is called Peter. Or sometimes it lists the brother. Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, his dad, and his brother John. And then we get to Matthew. What does it say? Matthew, the tax collector. He's got to be thinking, come on, guys, are we going to keep doing that? Do we always have to say my name followed by my notorious characteristic? Can you imagine if in the church you had to say your name followed by your sin? Hi, I'm Bartholomew, the short-tempered. This is my friend Thaddeus, the gossip. And this is my other friend Caractacus, the alcoholic. Do you want to address one another that way? No, by grace we don't do that, but poor Matthew having to talk like that. Now I want us to notice 12 names. And it says in Matthew 10, verse 2, these are the names of the 12 apostles. I want you to know this. This is the only place in the Gospel of Matthew where the word apostle is used. It's weird that it happens only once in this gospel. The word happens is either a noun or a verb about 200 times in the New Testament. But Matthew once, here it is, these are the names of the 12 apostles. Because the word is unique, I want to sort of dig down on what this word means. I want to dig down into it, mindful of the fact that in a few minutes you're going to confess in the Nicene Creed, I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. Why do we say that? What does that mean? So I do want to look at it in some detail. The word apostle is a noun. You probably noticed that. Nouns in Greek usually come from a verb. And the verb is apostello. Hear that? Apostello. What does that mean? To send. Apostolo means to send somebody. So what is an apostle? Someone sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's something I want to be really clear to notice. That's a compound word, two halves. Apostello, the root of that is the verb stello, and that is a standalone word. The word stello is a word by itself. Guess what it means? It means sent. So how is it, if stello means sent, apostello, I guarantee all English translations render apostello by the word sent, but it is a different word. It's a little different. Stello, send, apo, means from. So I want us to catch that meaning. Apostello means to be sent from someone. I want us to hear it. That means sent with a little bit more oomph, like a delegate. Somebody sent on behalf of somebody else. Somebody sent as a representative, in other words. It's a commission. It's an authoritative going out. You might say it's even like sending like an ambassador. You're acting on behalf and instead of the other. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. Do we get that? Apostello, one sent in official capacity, designated as an ambassador on behalf of somebody else. Now, here's the fun question. It's a trick question. How many apostles are there? See, I said it's a trick question nobody wants to answer. I got to set that up better. I'm going to answer it in several ways. Here's one answer. How many apostles are there? One. Just one. Listen to this verse. And it uses the verb. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. You ever read that verse? Jesus, our apostle and high priest. In what sense is Jesus an apostle? He's been sent. The authoritative, designated delegate from God the Father, Jesus sent from heaven with a mission. Right? That's why he's an apostle sent by God the Father to accomplish your salvation. And he was faithful to that task. Right? Jesus was sent. He accomplished what he was sent to do. The next verse in that chapter says, he was faithful to the one who appointed him. You hear that word, right? Appointed. By the way, Hebrews chapter 3 is the chapter where that book says that Jesus is greater than Moses. Imagine that in Jewish thought, Moses. Jesus is greater than Moses. It says that Moses was faithful as a servant, Jesus faithful as a son. Right? That's what it's saying. How many apostles? Well, some level, just one, the Christ. Now, answer it again. How many apostles are there? According to Hebrews, according to Matthew 10, how many apostles are there? There's 12. It says, here's the 12 apostles. Peter and Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, you have to say that. James and Thaddeus, Simon, the zealot, Judas Iscariot. There's 12. They're listed here. They're listed in that's Matthew 10. They're listed in Mark 3. They're listed in Luke 6. The Bible says over and over again, Old Testament, 12 tribes, New Testament, 12 apostles. We're built on the foundation of the tribes and the apostles, God's work in the world. It says 12 over and over again. So one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who also sends out these 12. And I'm going to answer the question with another answer. Are you ready? How many apostles? 12 plus 1. Somebody over here says 13. Does that mean he's bad at numbers? No, 13 because they're St. Paul. Some people say, well, Judas took his own life, and so St. Paul replaced him. That's not true. Acts chapter 1 says that Matthias replaced Judas and then St. Paul. I'm going to read a couple things real quick. Romans 1:1, he says, Paul called to be an apostle. Same word. 1 Corinthians 1:1, Paul called to be an apostle. 2 Corinthians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. Galatians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Colossians 1:1, 1 Timothy 1:1, all say, Paul, an apostle. How many apostles are there? 13. Now here's a couple of fun wrinkles he throws into that. Romans 11, 13, he says, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, see, he's got a specific function, he says, then I make much of my ministry. He says this in 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10, I'm the least of the apostles and don't even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God I am what I am. And Galatians 2, 8, he says, God was at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles. Now, in case you were worried that 13 is the last answer, I have another answer. Are you ready? Would you believe 14? Yeah, I hear yes. I appreciate, you know, the support. Acts 14, 14 says, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, there's a commotion in the town, and it says, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it. Now, I want us to get this. The Bible says over and over, including all the way to the last book of the Bible, Revelation, says 12 tribes, 12 apostles. It says 12 tribes, 12 apostles over and over. How does the Bible say 12 apostles, and it says Paul the apostle, Barnabas the apostle? Here's what it's saying. God does love the number 12, but he's also blowing way past that with the ministry, right? God is saying the apostolic ministry is supposed to go out. The work is supposed to be done. Now, here's what sometimes people say. Well, that must make all of us apostles. The Bible doesn't exactly say that. In 1 Corinthians 12, St. Paul said, are all apostles? And the answer is no. So there's something specific, right? That's one. Do all have the gift of healing? Do all have the gift of tongues? Answer, no, not all do. So not all are apostles, but I want to get this. The church is apostolic. The church is apostolic. Now, when we say that, we mean two things. First one is what we've sent so far. Apostle means what? One who is sent. So when we say that the church is apostolic, one of the things we mean is that the church is missional. The church cares to reach the lost, and there's plenty of lost. That's part of it, missional. But the other part is this. In Acts chapter 2, 42, the word comes up again. Acts chapter 2, the founding of the church, the day of Pentecost, that chapter ends with these words. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. In other words, doctrine. So the church is missional. It cares for the lost. It cares to reach the lost. But when the Bible says that the church cares about the doctrine of the apostles, let me ask you this. In our day and age, is it important to have right doctrine? Right? You see the point. So we would say missional and doctrinal. One might even say, as Lutherans, missional and confessional. Right? I'm not sure why. Sometimes we kind of talk about it like this, like that's a choice. People will occasionally say, is your church missional or confessional? And the answer is yes. You know that Lutheran trick. That's not an opposite. The word apostolic itself means both doctrinal and missional. Now, having said all that, I want to show you a funny verb. I'm going to read it in English. I'm going to tell you what it says in Greek. Now, we've been in Matthew chapter 10. He called the 12 apostles. Here's their names. Apostles means the one who was sent out, literally delegate, right, officially sanctioned on behalf of the other. Now, here's a fun thing. That's Matthew 10. Matthew 9, it ends this way. Jesus notices that people are suffering. Jesus notices that people go through lots of hardship, and he says they need ministry. And so in 9:37 and 38, it says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. You need to know this, that's still true. There's a shortage of workers. Now, here's the fun verb. Matthew 9:38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Guess what word is there for send? It's not apostello. This thing is about the apostles, and the church is apostolic, and the word apostello happens throughout the New Testament. I, like most people, I read this in English first, and I was reading that and said, oh, it says send. I bet it's apostello. So I looked it up. It's not apostello. It's ekbalo. You don't know the Greek, but I'll tell you what it means. Ekbalo means to throw out. Isn't that funny? It means it forcefully. Literally, it means like to shove out. You hear what it's saying? It's saying there's people that have needs. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would shove out some workers. Isn't that a different light on that text? Why does it say cast them out, throw them out, force them out? Why does it say that? Because we're so hesitant. That's what it's saying. There's lots to do. And God is saying, pray that the Lord would shove people out into the work that needs to get done. Because many of us see stuff that needs to get done and we think, well, maybe somebody else will take that up. Right? There is a shortage. There are shortages of volunteers in churches. There are shortages of pastors in the church. So the text says, pray that God would shove some people out. That's right. Now, how many apostles? 12? Maybe one. Would you believe 13? How about 14? How about the church being apostolic, right? How about this church, right? Apostolic. Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.